Chapter 7, In the Forest, in the Night. Jack stood on stage in the bright sunlight. He felt 3,000 pairs of eyes staring at him.
How now, spirit? Puck said in a loud voice. Whither wander you?
Jack looked down at his scroll. He pushed his glasses into place. He opened his mouth. No sound came out. One of the groundlings hissed.
How now, spirit?
Puck shouted even louder this time.
Whither wander you?
Jack closed his eyes. He felt the summer night. He took a deep breath. He cleared his throat. He looked at his speech. Then he began to read.
Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire, I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere, and I serve the fairy queen.
As Jack read, the audience grew quiet. Jack forgot he was Jack. He was in the forest, in the night, talking to Puck. When he finished, not a single groundling hissed or threw things. Jack took a deep breath as Puck started his lines. Jack knew he had one more speech. His heart pounded, but it was more from excitement now than fear. When it was time to start his second speech, he was ready. This time, he spoke very clearly and with feeling. He tried to be as natural as possible. When he finished his speech, the audience clapped and clapped. Jack hardly remembered leaving the stage. Will was waiting for him.
Hurrah, said Will, slapping Jack on the back. You were brilliant.
Jack blushed as he gave Will his scroll back. He couldn't believe he'd just performed, acted in front of all those people. And he'd actually had fun, just like Annie had said. Jack waited in the shadows for Annie to do her part. He watched her go on stage with the fairy queen and the other fairies. When the queen asked the fairies to sing her to sleep, Annie stepped forward. Reading from her scroll, she sang out clearly and with lots of feeling.
You spotted snakes with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs, be not seen.
Annie waved her hand as if shooing away the snakes and hedgehogs.
Newts and blindworms do no wrong. Come not near our fairy queen.
Annie shook her finger at the newts and blind worms. The audience howled with laughter. Annie kept singing. She made funny movements and silly faces to go with the words. She even added a little dance to her song. By the time she finished, the audience clapped and cheered and stamped their feet.
Wonderful job, Andy, Will said when Annie left the stage. You were brilliant, Jack told her.
Thanks, said Annie. She gave her scroll back to Will. Do I go on again?
Not until the end when we all bow, said Will. Just then Jack heard the audience laughing again. He really wanted to see the play, so he found a shadowy spot at the back of the theater and watched from there. Jack couldn't understand everything people said, but he could understand the story. It was about people in love, but none were able to marry the people they loved. The funniest part was about the fairy king and fairy queen. The king was mad at the queen, so he put magic juice on her eyelids to make her fall in love with the first person she saw. Puck worked for the king. He wanted to make the king's trick even funnier. So he put the head of a donkey on a funny man. When the queen woke up, she saw the donkey man. The magic made her fall madly in love with him. The fairy king finally broke the spell. Puck turned the donkey man back into a human while he slept. When the man woke up, he looked about in wonder.
I have had a most rare vision, he said. I have had a dream.
Jack whispered the words to himself.
I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream.
Beside him, a group of actors gathered for the last scene of the play.
My lion mask is missing, one of them wailed. I cannot be a lion without my mask.
Hush, of course you can, said Will. Just roar and roar again.
Will pushed the actor on stage. He wiped his brow. Then he caught sight of Jack.
Get Andy, he said. It's almost time for our bow.
Annie? Where is Annie?
Jack wondered. He hadn't seen her in a while. He peeked into the costume room. She wasn't there. Jack's heart started to pound. He had a scary thought.
Oh, no, he whispered.
Jack ran down the stairs. He opened the door. He was happy to see Annie running out from some trees behind the theater.
"It's time to bow," he said, grabbing her hand. "Where have you been? What did you do?" "I'll show you later," said Annie.
Jack and Annie charged upstairs together. They found Will and some of the actors waiting. Puck was finishing his last speech on stage.
"So good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends."
"Andy, Jack," said Will.
He grabbed Annie and Jack. Puck ended his speech. The audience gave a big hand. They clapped and whistled and shouted. Jack and Annie ran on stage with Will and the other actors. While the crowd cheered, they all bowed once, twice, and once again.